Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
WTIC, thank you for being with us. We'll go to Steve in Haddam. We've got the rant line coming up in just a second. 860-751-4698. Let me just get this computer to work here, Steve. All right, we've got you. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Todd. You know, the CTGOP should just, they should just not hire anyone. Let the Democrats take over and just burn the state down.
It's almost well, like I think the Democrats
have alarm fire. You can't send any more fire trucks. Let the whole place burn down.
Except, I think it's already burned down. It's embers right now, and the Democrats keep getting these bailouts that consist of enough fabric to be able to shroud the destruction that they've reaped. But people don't seem to notice yet in their voting. And maybe what you're suggesting would work. I don't know.
Well, the other thing I suggested was the Trojan Horse Party. You know, you've heard of rhinos, right? Republicans in name only. Why don't we just start running some dinos? Democrats in name only. Promise more taxes, mm-hmm. more union jobs, and just get in and primary against the people who are in there.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea if you
either
pull it
either
off.
You win it or you lose to the Republicans. So that's like the Trojan Horse Party is what I propose.
It'd be wonderful if you could pull it off. Thank you for that, Steve. Paul in Plymouth, what's up, Paul?
Yes, wonderful to talk with you. The impeachment down in Washington, it looks like 10 Republicans came over and impeached a disgraceful behavior and the conduct by the president and all that. So it was interesting listening, but the only defense was this impeachment does not look too good for the Republicans. So how many rats will be jumping ship? And they can take this impeachment up with the new Senate, and will they get two-thirds? Well, we'll see what happens in 2 weeks. Thank God he's not going to the inauguration this year.
Paul, thank you for the phone call. Good to talk with you. Bob in Naugatuck. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Tom. Thank you. I was just wondering if Trump incited riots from his speech on the Capitol, how come we're not hearing sound bites over and over and again on a loop of what he said? I'm not hearing anything.
Yeah, that's a good point. They don't like to play what he actually said. They much prefer to propagandize.
I mean, even if they had to clip it together, you'd think they'd come up with something.
The whole construct is one that's on shaky ground, which is why they're trying to pump up so much emotional response to it. For example, there is how they're advertising now very boldly in every state that all 50 state capitals are now under threat. And they're talking about the thousands of troops they're bringing in to defend. But for some reason, even though there was advance notice of what was going to happen in the Capitol in Washington last week, there were no federal troops. There was no National Guard presence. There was no backup. And that backup, according to the New York Times, was refused by the Democratic mayor of Baltimore. So they have a lot of answers that they need to give that they're never going to have to answer for, I think. And that's too bad.
You would think the media would be playing those clips if they...
No, the media just
to drill it into us in our head.
The media only cares about with the Democrats' narrative, and that causes a really big problem for us as a nation. Well, it's rant line time. The Rant Line number, 860-751-4698. We collect phone calls there every second of every day, and then we play them during this hour, and we mix in live phone calls. The live phone lines just all emptied out, so if you want to be part of the mix, 860-522-9842. This is a really good time to do it. Here is today's first rant.
God, I have a thought about why, I think I may have been able to answer the question why no Democrats anywhere cared about all the cities burning to the ground over the summer, but yet they care about, what happened at the Capitol. Not to say, not to excuse it, that is not what I'm saying. But let's put things in perspective in terms of monetary damage, in terms of loss of life, in one of the cities in one night, and then never mind how many cities over how many nights, weeks, months, you know? But here's the reason. What if the Dems let it happen? Because I think a lot of us can agree that they did let it happen. The mayor, denied any offers for additional National Guard support. Here's the reason why. Mm-hmm. They're trying to get so many Republicans do not want to be Trump Republicans. They want everyone to blame the president so that they abandon him and therefore what he represents and what he stands for, and everything and all of his policies, not only in terms of in-office Republicans or elect Republicans, but also registered Republican voters, such as us, such as the listenership. Mm-hmm. I think that's why everyone's making such a big deal out of it. I don't think that they care in the grand scheme of things. I think they let it happen. They probably staged it in order to achieve that goal, so as to return to business as usual, one-party system, rhino establishment. Thank you.
Well, look, they don't care about anything about more power. That's what people in big-time power are all about, more power. And they want more and more all the time. But yes, if you trust the New York Times, which I think most Americans do, and they are the driving force in America's daily news cycle, and they report that despite the fact that everybody in the intelligence community knew for weeks, they had to know for weeks, unless they're completely incompetent, that there was trouble coming to the Capitol last Wednesday. Well, you look at that and you say, they knew it was coming. Therefore, why is there no preparation at the Capitol for what they know is coming? And yes, it had been planned for weeks. And how does something that has been planned for weeks get spontaneously ignited by the president's remarks when those people came armed and ready, those violent ones? And we're assuming, as in most rallies like that, most events, that they were a small number and there were a large number of innocents there who were just being good Americans and being politically active, and they didn't realize that the violent ones were there and part of it. So the New York Times reported that the reason, even though the whole intelligence community and all of the policing arms of the federal governments and Washington, D.C. governments and Virginia and Maryland governments, they all knew this was going to happen, and nobody was there to back up the Capitol Police, that was because, according to the New York Times, the mayor of Washington, D.C., refused the help. She was worried about how it would look on TV if there were lots of strong military-style policing events going on TV, like what happened in other situations over the summer that were owned and operated by the Democrats. Those events, like in Portland, Oregon, or in Seattle, or in Washington, D.C., where liberals were protesting. And there was violence. And there was a strong police response because the president was on it. And the mayor of D.C., according to the Times, didn't want that. And that's what happened there.
Leibowitz is wrong. Every man has free will. Many men have seared their will. They want no conscience. That's why they refuse to change. They have no conscience. And because of that, they're in for the lake of fire.
Well, that's what Leibowitz said, is that people have free will. Wasn't that his argument? 860-522-9842. Yes, it's rant line time. We play the rants. We mix in the phone calls. James in Newington. Hey, James.
Thank you very much. You know, my comment is that oftentimes the bias in the media is not what they do report, but what they don't report. So
yes.
When it comes to the whole congressional riot slash mob, et cetera, the big one we don't hear about is that the Democratic female mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, was asked before 6 times to allow federal troops, including the Department of Homeland Defense, to come into the city, over 500. And not only did she turn down these troops 6 times, which has been reported only quietly in the primarily European media, but she posted on her Twitter page the contract that she would have to sign to allow federal troops or federal police into Washington, D.C., and in small print she wrote, "I will not sign this." So once again, we have the Democrat liberal media covering for the mythical female leaders. Remember, we're supposed to have more female leaders because they're better than us. But every time they fail, their entire mediocrity gets completely ignored. And it is never part of the story on ABC, CBS, NBC.
Wait, hang on, James. So your analysis of this is that it's a problem of having females as leaders as opposed to having left-wingers rigging things
My analysis is that usually when there is a failure of leadership by a female leader in a Democrat, it is double covered up, because that would imply if they actually covered it fairly, that unfortunately the myth that we've been told lately, which is always that you must have females in leadership because they'll do better, and yet when they screw up, everybody covers for them. And you can look at
But it's a shame. You're making such an important point that it's a shame to muddle it up with gender politics, because that's not what the driving force is here. Either the Democrats didn't want there to be proper police defenses for the appearances of looking like they're weak on policing so that their base doesn't get mad at them, or they deliberately didn't want Trump to look, well, they wanted Trump to be damaged by this protest, and that the damage would come from allowing the protesters to run wild when they got to the Capitol. So that's a very dangerous thing and a really important point. Please don't mix in the gender politics. It's trivial argument.
The reason I mentioned the gender is the same reason whenever there's a police crime that occurs. I believe when there's a crime, you identify the suspect, white male, approximately 250 pounds, 5'7". It's an attribute. It's not the only thing. But what I'm saying is in Washington, D.C., specifically, if I just want to go with the mayor, we can also say that the Democratic male white mayor of Portland did the exact same thing, refused federal help so that his city could burn to the ground. That is what I'm getting across the point. And my point is that the news media will never go backwards and pull up her competency. I used to run a restaurant, Domino's Pizza, and I knew something about Super Bowl Sunday. We better order 3 times as much dough, sauce, and mozzarella cheese before the actual phones start ringing. Anybody could know that with a big protest coming like that, you need to have proper management, project management, and preparation. And she did not do that.
And the failure to do that shouldn't be mixed up with identity politics, which only weakens your wonderful point, James. So I would urge you, when you're talking about this elsewhere, to leave out that stuff, because we spent like half of your time talking about that, and it's not cogent. You know, it just dilutes the effectiveness of your wonderful point. Scott in Naugatuck, hi.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Are you there?
Are you there is the question, or are you somewhere else?
I haven't heard anybody mention anything about after they mentioned that they were going to do the rally, suddenly, like a couple of days before the rally, pallets of bricks started being placed throughout the city and pallets of pipes. And that was posted on social media before the rally even took place. And people were saying, looks like Antifa showing up.
Well, the same thing was said about the protests over the summer in some of the cities out west, right?
Yeah, it seems to be, you know, if you're going to have a big rally, why would they allow stuff like that to have, you know, be placed throughout the city unless there's something else behind it?
What's your explanation?
Well, you get into the conspiracy world there, but one thing I like to mention real quick, too, at this point now, anytime people could show up, like Antifa could show up now wearing MAGA hats and saying, and they could blame everybody on Trump supporters now.
Well, that's right. There's always confusion about who the people are, who's who. Thank you for the call, sir. We'll grab a rant line, then more phone calls.
Hello, Todd. It's the Great Patriot, and today's rant is all about your question. You said, where is the Republican Party today? I'll tell you where the Republican Party is today. It is a radical right-wing terrorist party is what it is, and Ronald Reagan.
Oh, that's just such a nonsense. I mean, it's just so disconnected from reality. It doesn't contribute anything to the conversation. Come on now.
Yo, Todd, this is the candy wrapper. It's 113, and I don't know if I can keep this one clean. Empty head, Ned. All you do is tax the poor and the middle class. Ned, you can take those tolls and shove them up your ass. I guess Stop the Steal has no appeal. Make no mistake, those folks at Facebook are a bunch of snowflakes. Crazy Nancy was right last night. Trump is a danger to the Democrats. I leave you with this one task. How come you can smell a fart through the mask? Have a good day, Todd. Bye-bye.
Oh, the candy wrapper, man. He is something. 860-522-9842. Maria, what's going on?
Too much to keep up with. But I did want to let you know that I heard the mayor of Washington, D.C. herself state that the reason why she did not have adequate police coverage was because she didn't have the resources. And that is why D.C. needs to become a state. That's what I heard, and I think that's what's behind it.
That's exactly what she did. Well, except it's hardly an effective argument, and the resistance to D.C. becoming a state from the Republican side is enormous. But that, I think, you know, I think when she made those statements, Maria, that she that was before the New York Times report had come out and the whistle was blown on her. But maybe not, because the cover-up for her is pretty good nevertheless. Tom in Canton. Hi, Tom.
Hey. You know, you got some good callers, and I try and be close to as good. I had a sort of a fantasy.
Just be you.
Got to get Donald Trump to run for governor.
That would be. You're talking in Connecticut.
Yeah.
That would be pretty amazing.
Then we'd have about 2 million more voters in about
yes,
a couple
of weeks. There'd be people coming from all over the country to do same-day registration and pick up their paper ballots and drive back and vote at their leisure.
Just sorry, throw it in into your show and see what
yeah,
happens.
Yeah, thank you. That's a great idea, Tom. He says Donald Trump should run for governor here. That would be something.
Hey, Todd. This is Doug from Bristol. Just wanted to say that I feel like I'm living on the moon. I'm so tired of hearing about the impeachment of Donald Trump for the actions that were taken on the Capitol on the 6th. You know, we had the summer of love where, you know, most of the major cities, the Democrat-run cities, were being burned and looted and pillaged. And not a single Democrat said a word. If anything, they actually endorsed it. Or supported it in some way, all the bail funds and all that stuff too. But yet now we had somebody die at the hands of the police officers, and we are going to impeach him for that. And now we're going to finally stand up to the fighting and all the stuff that was going on. So I just find that really hypocritical, like most things the Democrats do.
That's a really good point. I'm glad you got that stuff on the table, because that's all true. And it's also funny that there's no outrage over the shooting of a protester by a police officer at the Capitol. That's kind of strange. I mean, it must be killing Democrats to not be able to raise their ire over that. Jim, hold on. We'll get to you after news. 860-522-9842. WTIC. We are in our rant line hour. We take phone calls as well. 860-522-9842. Let's grab a rant, then a phone call.
I was just wondering, came to me while I was sleeping. Is a president-elect who is going, obviously, to be president, Biden, will he be ruling from the basement of the White House? Just the question I had. Thanks.
Thank you for that hard-hitting satire. I appreciate it. Got to have a little humor hit mixed in here as well. Jim in Windsor, hi.
Hi. These demonstrations and whatever, I guess it was the reason for these demonstrations was apparently the election was robbed from Trump through voter fraud. Now, after all is said and done, if no one is arrested and no one is convicted, even if the findings do not substantiate, it would have affected the election of Biden. But if no one is found to have committed voter fraud, no one, no state, no, that is an absolute sad commentary with all the allegations made by Giuliani and various other people. I would hope
a sad commentary on what?
Well, that with all these allegations, not one person or one incident, someone is found guilty and convicted. I mean, I hope.
Well, is anyone doing an investigation, Jim?
You know what? That's the point. With all these allegations, I hope to save face. I hope at least a few people, you know, like someone alleged that he took a truckload of absentee ballots from New York to Pennsylvania. I mean, if nothing comes out of this, no one is convicted, no one is prosecuted, that is a sad commentary on the Republican Party. It is. I mean, there should be at least a few examples of voter fraud. Maybe not enough to overturn the election, but with all the allegations, if nothing happens, what a sad state of affairs.
Jim, thank you so much for the call. Good to hear from you.
We Republicans need to pull ourselves back to the edge and stop talking about revolutions. We need to take over local school boards. We need to run people for city council. We need to run for mayors. We need to slowly work to control the levers of power in this country. We control vast amounts of wealth in this country. We can use that wealth to stop funding, Democrat colleges. If your kids go.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. You got cut off there at the end. Bad sell, I guess. But good call. Thank you for that. 860-522-9842. WTIC will take more phone calls in a few minutes, but Jim Watkins joins us now. Jim's an old friend of mine. He's a radio guy, been in the business for 1,000 years. He's got a daily podcast on the COVID virus, the daily COVID update. Is that what it's called, Jim?
It's called the Coronavirus Update, number one coronavirus update on Apple iTunes.
Congratulations on rocking the thing. And what's the name of the website where people can find it?
CandidlySpeaking.net. It's got all the links to the COVID news, including the latest articles that are culled from around the world. Much of it is not what the mainstream media will show you, but it's all real good stuff. Two articles up there today, one that I posted about asymptomatic and just how threatening it is, a new report that involved 10 million people. Also, another great article called COVID Testing, the Facts. And it's a new article, a doctor by the name of John Hunt, who just broke it down and made it simple to understand what PCR testing is, what the vaccines are all about. So it's good information. And, of course, as you know, it's always about facts, not fear.
Yes. So what's going on right now in the country? What is the big trend? I mean, you talked about the story about asymptomatic spread. And is that the one that shows, the big study that shows that asymptomatic spread doesn't happen?
Yeah. They did a survey of all the Wuhan. Supposedly, they took a survey of 10 million people. And it was also peer-reviewed by other health professionals elsewhere. So it wasn't as if it was something that the Chinese just gave us and said, here you go. But it clearly shows that asymptomatic people are not as threatening, in fact, hardly at all. Less than 300 people out of 10 million contracted or at least tested positive hanging around asymptomatic people. So that information, I think, is helpful because basically it makes everybody in your life a little less scary, you know? So
yeah.
And if it's
because the idea before was that you were under threat by the most benign of appearing people, those who appeared healthy, and it made young people more of a threat. So it's been a big thing. And what was the other point you mentioned? Oh, the testing. Yeah. So what did you learn about the testing that's interesting?
Well, there's a lot of information that shows that there's so many different variables in testing. It's a lot to say in one simple statement, but again, it puts your mind at ease because getting a positive or a negative test does not automatically mean, uh-oh, I've got COVID, I'm going to get sick. And so the doctor, Hunt, who's a virologist, breaks it down and makes it very simple and takes a lot of the mystery out of it. And they're just good reads. So go to candidlyspeaking.net, and those two articles should pop up pretty quick. And, you know, you asked, you know, what are a couple of things. We're getting our ass kicked by this thing. And what's interesting, I think, more than anything, is that it is following the exact trend lines of what you would experience in a very, very heavy flu season. That's not to diminish the threat of COVID, but it is following the same line. I mean, a lot of the cases, people getting sick, going to the doctor, getting tested, all of that is coinciding with what would normally be a very cold flu season. And we've had, in fact, a very cold last 3 to 6 weeks across much of North America, either wet or cold or damp, which is the perfect environment for a flu to spread.
So you're suggesting that COVID is behaving like we know viruses to behave. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right. Yeah. So the real test will be two things, which I think people can look forward to. When the weather starts to get warm and flu season sort of passes, that'll be good. Plus, as more and more people are getting vaccinated, and I'll make a good point about that, which we kind of dropped the ball on, because only, 30% of the vaccines are being used at this time, and they have a whole stockpile, and these things don't have a long shelf life. So the CDC came out today and said, look, if anything, get people who are over 65 vaccinated and step on it. Those are the most vulnerable. Take care of those people first. And then we'll start to see a retreat of some of the death counts that we're seeing right now.
So the death counts are, they're high, I think, because this is the moment where the largest percentage of the country is being impacted. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, and plus the travel season didn't help. You know, we all knew what was coming. People getting on airplanes, breathing on each other. You know, going to see grandma and grandpa for Christmas, it was bound to happen. But that's what happens in flu season, and that's what flus do when a lot of people get together. You know, there are some other articles out that are very interesting about the, you know, they're still debating whether or not lockdowns are truly effective, especially with this new information about asymptomatic cases. But either way, you know, you're balancing there. You know, you and I were talking about this, a month ago, you know, what do you judge the merits of a lockdown? Is the lockdown worse than the virus itself when you take into consideration the economic hardship? So that's a debate that continues today.
All right, Jim Watkins, thank you, sir. CandidlySpeaking.net. Check out the coronavirus podcast there. He does a great job of keeping you updated on what's going on in the news, and it's fast, right? What's your average time on the podcast?
5 minutes. I mean, you know, when you take out all the spin, you're only left with about 5 or 6 minutes of good content.
Yes, it's great because you don't have to give up half your day to get updated. Thank you, Jim. We'll talk to you again soon.
Take care.
All righty. Jim Watkins, CandidlySpeaking.net, 860-522-9842. More phone calls, more rant line calls coming up. And let's go to, Danny in Colchester next. Hi, Danny.
Hi there. There's a ministry called Vision New England, and they're calling for a prayer and fasting of anybody who wants to participate tomorrow, the 14th. So that is something we can do. We can't do much else about anything else, but that is something that we can do. So I thought I would present that to the people.
Is there a website where people can go and learn about it, Facebook page, something like that?
Vision New England does have a website, yes. And it.
All right. Well, thank you for the. I'm sorry. Were you going to give it to us, Danny? What's the website?
I just got Vision New England. I can try and look that up. But
no, that's all right. Don't have time for lookups now. Thank you so much for the call, though, and I'm sure people will. I mean, all you have to do is Google Vision New England, and they'll come up with it anyway. Thank you for the call. Lorraine, Avon, hello.
Hello, Will. Good evening. I've been listening to your show, and I just had to call you. I'm 84, so I might just forget some things. But anyway, has anyone thought about the gangs that were interspersed and the people that went into the Capitol, and I wonder who paid them to do that.
What did you say, the what that were interspersed?
Oh, I'm sorry. As far as I know, there were a couple of gang members there.
Members?
Pardon me?
Gang members, you said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they were quite, they
violent?
Pardon me?
Were they violent? Is that what you want to
yeah.
say?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm yeah. sure that the people that were there were not doing the looting and the destruction of the Capitol.
Well, you're right, Lorraine, that they're, you know, it's really easy to infiltrate these protests and cause them to go in a direction where the vast majority of the people there would not make them go. And a small number of people can throw them haywire. Thank you for the call.
Todd, it's Juan. Todd, all we have left is the knowledge that politicians, all they are cheats, liars, and thieves. Have a nice evening.
Yeah, well, it's we live and learn, and that's what we have to do is get a handle on them and then figure out how to respond. What's the best way for us to act given what we know? Joe's calling from Wyndham. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Todd. Just wanted to make a point about an adage or a saying. You could say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results. I want to use that in lieu of voting. So a lot of your listeners, including myself, believe that the way that the voting system is now with paper ballots, early voting, and all this, we can't expect different results unless that's fixed. Like, it's so easy to change a vote now. So 2024 comes around, next presidential election. If we're doing the same thing and expecting different results, then we're all insane. We got to fix the voting system.
Well, that's so if we were to look at the president's behavior over the past several weeks since the election, if what he cared about was fixing the voting system, he hasn't made much progress in that. And I think I think the way he could have done that would have been to accept his loss, as other presidents who've been cheated have done, and work on the outside to try to affect change, because he would have been enormously influential. As a matter of fact, that would still be a wonderful tack for him to take, to to give himself a mission that's not about himself, but is about the best interests of the country. That would win him a lot of restoration of his reputation, I think. Agree?
Absolutely. Hopefully he's listening tonight.
I hope so. Joe, thank you so much. Good to hear from you. Really? I'm looking for a little efficacy on the part of the president, not just bashing. He's great at breaking things. He's great at fighting. He's great at going to war with evil forces in the country. But he's not good at being strategic, at being surgical, at figuring out a way to outsmart the competition. It's always just a head-to-head brawl with him. Just, you know, the two fighters start swinging and they just swing continuously without actually having a strategy. And it's not working out well at the end here for us, despite some really good policy things that happened during his tenure.
Hi, Todd. Chris from Wallingford. I'm just listening to all this impeachment nonsense. If that's the case, if you're going to impeach the president on something that he didn't do, how about all the politicians that have been convicted and somehow are allowed to run for public office again? I'll give you one right here in Connecticut, and there's a long list, and I'm going to keep it short like you asked. Joe Gannon. We got to change something. I don't know what it is, but when I just feel like none of them are held accountable. It's only certain people are held accountable in this society.
Well, that's true. It's what they call a rigged system, at least what Bernie Sanders would call a rigged system. And it's tough to be at the short end of that stick. But the answer, I think, is organizing, working harder, and working smarter, and finding really good candidates and doing everything you can to support them. But it's not blowing up the system. The American system is still, even with the corruption and all the stuff going on, the American system has been and continues to deliver the best country in the history of mankind. And that's because we're capitalists. And that's because we allow people to follow their own dreams and their own ambitions. And we have to fight. We have to work. We have to focus on making sure that that system, the brilliance of it, that the socialists want to destroy because big government is how they maintain themselves, wasting huge amounts of money, stealing huge amounts of money. That's how they maintain themselves. But we've got to figure out a way to stop them. That's what it's all about. Not worrying about people who used to be president, but worrying about who's going to be president for us and for the best interests of the country. Thank you, Rantline callers. Time to fill it up for tomorrow, 860-751-4698.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.